The problem is our minds are the place where we struggle. You see, when God made man, he made him in his likeness and in his image. And the book of Genesis said, let us make man in our likeness and in our image and after our kind. Let us, our, let us make man. Let us make one. Let us make man in our likeness and in our image and after our kind. And God made one man. How is one man an expression of us? How can the let us create an image of the us that comes out one? Because the let us is also one. And so when God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness and after our kind, and he made one man, he didn't make 10, he didn't make 5, he didn't make 3, but he made one man in 3 parts. Can I go deeper? He gave him a body. He breathed in him a spirit, and he became a living soul. So man became a tripod being. He is body, soul, and spirit. In my body, I have world consciousness. It's only through my body that I am aware of the world. My spirit doesn't get cold. My spirit doesn't have a fever. My spirit doesn't get hot. My spirit doesn't feel wind. My body gives me world consciousness. And when my body is gone, all consciousness with this present world leads away. My body gives me world consciousness. Fly can light on the head of a dead man and he don't blink because he's lost world consciousness. It doesn't matter anymore. He has lost the tool, the mechanism whereby he has contact with this present world. In my spirit, I have God consciousness. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if I know God at all, I know him in my spirit, because God is a spirit. Job said, deep calleth unto deep, and the noise of thy water spouts have I spoken. God is spirit talking to my spirit. In my spirit, I have God consciousness. In my spirit, I am aware of God. The consciousness of God in my spirit creates the fruit of the spirit, which is love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance. All of that comes out of the union between the spirit of God and the spirit of man. So the body consciousness, body gives me world consciousness. Spirit gives me God consciousness. Soul gives me self-consciousness. My soul gives me self-consciousness. Watch this. He breathed into him the breath of life, lives, zoe, and he became a living Hebrew word, nephesh. He became aware of himself. When God breathed into him, it was not just that Adam became aware of God, that was true in his spirit, but he also became self-aware. How do I feel? How do I feel? Sets me apart from rose bushes and oak trees and maple trees and the shrubs and brushes and all types of plants. They have life. They have spirit. They have body, but they don't have self-consciousness. That's why the rose doesn't scream when you cut it. But man has a living nephesh. He has a living soul. He is aware of himself. And this soul of mine is a blessing. The soul of mine writes poetry. The soul of mine creates music. The soul of mine designs property. The soul of mine has aspirations. The soul of mine is equipped with feelings and emotions. The soul of mine has uniqueness. The soul of mine is artistic. The soul of mine has emotions. It's where my emotions dwell. The soul of mine laughs. The soul of mine has joy. The soul of mine has creativity. The soul of mine has pain. It's in my soul. My soul. Why art thou soul cast down? Look at that. The soul gets low. Why is thy countenance fallen? Thy soul is heavy. My soul is heavy. David said, no man cared for my soul. My soul gets in trouble. The battle for the soul encompasses your mind, your memories, your emotions. God said, that's the part of you that is creative and powerful and wonderful and amazing, but also up under attack. Because when Satan gets ready to come after you, he's coming after your soul, your mind, your emotion, your memories. He's going to work all of that. Satan doesn't need your car. Ah, the devil is after my car. Why? He don't drive. The devil is after my job. You think he's going to work the next day? He's not after your car. He's not after your house. The devil doesn't want to live in your house. The devil's not after your house. He is using your house and your car and your finances to get on your nerves. He's after your soul. He's after your mind. There's a war going on fighting for your mind. There's a war going on in your members. They're pressing, trying to control your mind. Why? Because it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. I know you sing and I know you clap and I know you dance at your church, but none of that is really how you serve the Lord. It might be how you praise the Lord, but it's not how you serve. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. And the mind tells the fingers to play. Play for me, Marcus. If you left his fingers and you took away his mind, he couldn't play anymore. It's his mind. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. It is with the mind that we clap our hands. It is with the mind that we worship. It is the mind that the devil hates. There's a war going on for your mind. 2020 has been a year-long fight for your mind. For your peace, for your strength, for your comfort, for your courage, for your faith, for your resilience, for your fortitude, for your reliance, for your tenacity. It's about your mind. It's about what's going on in your head when nobody's looking. It's about the anxiety of the human soul. The anxiety that goes on in the human soul. The human soul. Why? Are you discouraged? So, why are you cast down? This battleground is what is being discussed in the inner fabric of this text. That if you're not careful, your soul is moved by every headline. Your soul is moved by every email. Your soul is moved by bad news. Your soul is moved with a phone call in the middle of the night. And the enemy is after your soul. And when you want to be stable, after a while you get seasick. Then you're tired of rocking through feelings and emotions and memories and ghosts and fears. It's in the soul. It's in the soul where you look back on things people said to you when you were 7 and when you were 10 and when you were 12, and your soul is still wounded by somebody who may be dead, but they left their fingerprint on your soul. Their words are echoing in your head. You're a grown man wrestling with little boy stuff because you have grown out of it, but your soul is stuck. And the turbulence of the soul is coming from the assault that comes from both the past. I wish I had somebody that had a past. The turbulence that comes from the past and the complexities that come from the present and the uncertainty of the future all gang up on the mind at the same time. So one moment you're thinking about what happened 25 years ago. And then the next moment you're worried about, can I pay this bill in time? And then you're worried, do I have enough to make it through the future? The soul is assaulted throughout all three time periods, the past, the present, and the future.